This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with my producer, Cal Hunter.
Hello.
We are the original founders of this Radio Law Talk some 5-6 years ago. But if you want to call in an 855-LAW-RADIO, we have just been pounding on this Kristen Smart case and the interest, how interesting it is. And we're going to follow up in this final segment and finish it up. Listen to our first segment, hour number one. It is October 30th. 2022 right now, and this is just way too interesting and way too important and to learn a few things from this to not finish it up this last segment. And then the most important thing people are here for is the case for next segment. We normally do it our first segment, but as we were following through and talking, this case is a case about this guy by the name of Paul Flores that basically is they're trying to find him guilty. And by the way, a trial did occur, and we're going to go into that trial very briefly, of 25 years ago murdering this in 1996, this Cal Poly young lady, age 19, by the way, they've never found the body, but finding him guilty of the murder of Kristen Smart.
And this, by the way, is not a this is not a Gabby Petito case where she knew her alleged assailant. No. They were not acquainted as far as we know.
No idea. No, at least as far as we know. So we're back to I'm not going to go through everything again. So we're back to where we are to the present part of this wonderful individual, this podcaster who started this whole thing called Your Own Backyard, Chris Lambert, that just started investigating on his own about, 22 years after the incident occurred, after, and he finally gets arrested 22 years later, or is it 25 years later? But anyway, approximately 22 to 25 years later.
He and his father are both arrested, right?
Right.
Am I remembering?
Right. And the father, is found not guilty as he's, just to cut to the chase, of conspiracy and or not just conspiracy, but after the fact to help, dispose of a body. And he's found not guilty. Now, but what happens is all this evidence is coming forth that was never really brought forth for 22, 23 years about what's going on. There's also some issues of their concrete backyard. What's interesting was during the investigation at the very beginning, Paul Flores was brought in and wanted to leave. And by the way, he did answer questions and wanted to leave the police department because he said he was busy working in his mom's house. They were taking out some auto hedges or stuff like that and laying concrete. And so for some reason, immediately after she disappears, they're moving, moving a lot of dirt around the house and laying concrete.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll let you go.
Better go help your mom, kid.
Go help your mom. Hey, you need some help over there? So anyway, they do that and eventually they come and check it out and nothing is found, but apparently they get a warrant that they can do even excavation, deep excavation, and they don't do any of that. They just do some general surface work.
Some cursory.
Stuff, take out some cement, but don't do a deep excavation or really look into it. And to my understanding, and again, this is my general understanding, didn't even bring any cadaver dogs out at that time.
Did these cops end up going to work with the Uvalde Police Department?
I'm not sure, the backyard was they brought ground penetrating radar and didn't find any evidence. So you got to jump on the police side. They did some stuff that just didn't make it,
here's the random nature of investigations. You bring these tools and you think, well, this will really help us, and there may be a clue literally beneath your nose that you just missed because you don't happen to bring the right tool.
That's exactly, or you use all the tools, right? Here's the interesting thing. So remember we said Kristen's family brought a civil lawsuit against Paul Flores to get the information. So Paul Flores has the gall to sue them back and sues back the Smart family for intentional infliction of emotional distress. So this is just gets more and more bizarre, right?
But he did that to clear his name.
Yeah, right? Try to clear his name. Well, here's the thing. Again, it comes out that this guy's very uncomfortable. Girls are very uncomfortable around him. He's definitely a former girlfriend said he was physically and verbally abusive. You can go on and on. Everything just kind of points to this guy, but they just can't find enough until April 2021. They bring a case against them. The prosecutors bring a case against them for the murder of Kristen Smart. Now, and they do admit there's been a number of mistakes that occurred that made it hard, and that's Ian Parkinson, the prosecutor, said that it's going to make it hard to get a conviction, right? And there's multiple homes things should have done early but didn't happen. Now, here is the bomb that's dropped. And the bomb that's dropped is as follows, and I'm going to make sure I'm not missing anything. I'm looking really quick. I want to get into weird things, but they found photographs of Paul Flores' computer showing, things that you shouldn't be showing, videos of him doing things bad things.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, sexually predatory bad things, but yet not necessarily something that he can be prosecuted for. But the most important and chilling thing that occurs is a lady by the name of Jennifer Hudson is found. And Jennifer Hudson is age 44 at the time when they find her. And at age 17 years old, she crossed paths with this Flores, Paul Flores. Apparently in 1996, she was at Cal Poly, and she was a freshman there. Just a scared little freshman, this sounds like she was. And she was sitting with friends and watching. Her boyfriend was skateboarding and enjoying, just having normal fun at San Luis Obispo. And some guy came and sat right across from them and was hanging out with them. Just one of the guys hanging, doing skateboarding, came and hung out. She didn't know who he was. And they were listening to the radio. And the radio came across and said, and it was interrupted by a public service plea, to find and help find Kristen, and talked all about, what Kristen Smart's was about, what's going on, and she's missing. And she said the creepiest thing that occurred, and found out later this was Paul, looked right at both of her and a couple other guys and said that blank was a blank tease. Just think of what it, and I got sick of her S stuff. And that's what he said to them. And they just like, what? Like, what? And then she said she's not sure exactly how he put it, but he basically said, I buried her under a skating ramp. He says that.
Wow.
This is right after this occurred. And when they first came out with public announcements. And not even, she said, not even a smile, not a smirk, just like an evil, I'm just.
And said sexually she was a tease, and so I buried her under a skating ramp, essentially.
Yeah, essentially is what he said, and she kept that her whole life.
Wow.
But she said she was so scared of him, and I get that he would murder her, that she kept it under wraps. Now, how do you say, oh, well, why didn't you bring it up if that was the case? There is actually evidence, and then we're going to wrap this up. There's actual evidence that she went and told other people about this encounter while she was drunk. She told her girlfriend soon after, look, this is what this guy said, but I'm scared to death. I'm just going to, I got to be quiet.
I don't want him to come murder me.
Because
if he doesn't
get put in jail, he's coming after her. So she's 17.
Yeah.
So she was really scared. So we're going to finish this out and tell you what happens during the murder trial. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny and Fred has much more on this fascinating case and other great stories, if you'll just stay right there. I guess maybe even the Tom Brady divorce, huh, Fred? That's coming up on Radio Law Talk, so you stay there, and we'll be right here, and we'll continue after we break away.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7186.
Red rules.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
So we're back to this brave Jennifer. And some people say not brave, but I'm going to say brave Jennifer Hudson, 44, who shows up at the trial of Paul Flores, and she said she just stared at him the whole time while she testified. And apparently she broke down crying, saying that he basically admitted that he had killed Kristen Smart, and he was found guilty of the murder of Kristen Smart. They did that without a body, which was very difficult to do. And his sentencing is set for December 9th of this year, 2022, where he can receive 25 years to life. So that's where it is. He's 45. That started when he was about 19. He's had an enjoyable, I'm not going to say enjoyable, but he's had a free life since age 19 to 45. And now he's probably not going to have a free life. And justice prevails. And I'm actually happy that. But you know what, though? And this is what we have to understand. I'm going to say this. The process isn't perfect, and police aren't perfect. They're going to make mistakes, and they're going to not do everything exactly right. We have to not, you know, rip on the police, though they did probably not act quick enough and did not get the evidence quick enough. And like you said, Cal, a lot of times your small-town police departments aren't as trained as the big city police department.
How many cases like that do they handle, really?
Not very many. Yeah. And so it's very difficult for them to handle cases like this. And so good job for the prosecutors and the police that finally put everything together, and a jury convicted this individual and found him guilty of the murder of Kristen Smart.
His father was allegedly an accessory. He was found not guilty.
He was found not guilty, and he's free. And he was like 80s, in his 80s.
Wow.
This is now going to go to a jury, go to the judge for a decision on December 9th as to how long he's going to spend in jail. So 25 years, he's 45, that's 70 years old. But again, there's, you know.
Well, it's California dog years, which means it's going to be like a week and a half.
Yeah, it could be a lot less. But if he goes to life without the possibility of parole, then that's an issue. So there we go, Cal. The good guys finally win, and for the parents of Kristen Smart.
Of course, they say no closure, no justice. Our daughter's still gone. We all get that.
I agree.
But at least we know what happened. Yeah.
Like you said, those statistics are crazy, Cal, the amount of missing people. And you have a friend. You know of a person in your town.
I do, in Northern California. Very good friends of mine. The last name is a generic last name, Smith. And they had a daughter who was involved with a karate or judo instructor, whatever.
She was young.
High school age. And she just up and disappeared. Now, she was ready to turn her life around, stop going out with this guy, and she had written a letter and done some other things indicating that she was ready to do something different with her life. And all of a sudden, the night she's going to deliver this letter, apparently, to him, she disappears. And this was over 25 years ago. And she has never been heard from, not hide nor hair, stitch or hint, nothing. They know who did it. They believe the judo instructor did it. Tori Zink is his name. He's been the prime suspect in this for a long time. He's never fessed up. And I'm thinking to myself, how can a guy who's alleged to be involved in something like this, if in fact he did it, how can you carry something like that around with you for your whole life and think,
right,
you know, that's
innocent until proven guilty? We don't know. But
I'm not saying
there's allegations.
I say if he did that, how could he carry that around? That would be tough. Yeah,
right. And so we don't. Yeah, that's,
and there are, and we had. Remember, we had Sherry Papini.
Right.
Ms. Papini allegedly was abducted. She claimed she was, you know, beaten up by some people in a truck, right?
And she wasn't.
It was a big phony baloney story, which is why the police are reluctant to dive headfirst into these cases sometimes, because you never know if it's something they've done themselves or a real crime, right?
Right, right.
So it's a tough loss, tough situation.
Okay, all right, let's do this, Cal. Let's do the thing that everybody's here for, is case or no case.
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
His undercover name was Yankee Silver. He was advised to make a deal for some street drugs, and he did. But the dealer was dubious, and the dealer thought street smart. He had brought an undercover with him who introduced Yankee Silver to the drug seller, and the drug seller handed the dope to the undercover man, who then gave it to he handed the dope to the informant, who then handed the dope to the undercover cop. And the cop because he wanted to get the dope directly from the dealer, shook the package and said, threw it at the dealer and said, this is light, doesn't weigh enough. So the dealer said, well, I'll make the next one heavy, man. So then the cop reached over and took the dope from the seller directly to try to establish a chain of evidence. So the dealer was questioned and arrested, obviously, and he remembered the chicanery of the officer and claimed the officer couldn't do that. He said this was a deceptive move on the officer's part. This is tainted evidence. He can't get his evidence from me that way. You can't charge me. Case or no case, Fred?
Oh, my gosh. This is not in my wheelhouse. This is case for Todd Kuhn. Yeah. But look, so the issue is, there's an individual that apparently is the plant, and then there's the cop that's the undercover cop.
Right.
The drug dealer gives the drugs to the plant, who then gives it to the cop.
That was the plan.
And the cop is saying to himself, no, I've got to have evidence that he needs to give it directly to me.
Right.
So I'm going to throw it back to him and say, not enough. And then he takes it from him? The cop kind of takes it from him? Or
wrestles it back from him. You know, as the guy says, okay, man, I'll make it good. The cop steps over, grabs the dope, pulls it back. Mm-hmm. So there's a direct physical touching connection between the seller and the undercover. So that was the whole
thing. I say a case, and the Yankee Silver gets off.
So the cop gets off, okay.
Well, the gets off is the drug dealer gets off.
Okay.
Because I don't know. You said I might get some points, but this is, I don't know. I'm thinking that just... Yeah, when we come back, Cal's going to tell us, you got to give me some points. I don't want to say the word cheat while they're not here, but they're probably listening.
Well,
so,
it's double points Saturday.
I know,
Fred.
I'm trying to get something. It's just, Cal's getting all the points. Because don't forget, you're going to get double points too, no matter one way or the other, right?
In fact, I did last hour.
Yeah, and so I'm going to say, again, Yankee Silver gets off because it's, I don't know.
Well, I threw you a curve, a nice softball here, Fred, so we'll see how it all goes.
All right. Why don't you just inflectuate your voice a little bit more, okay? We'll see you. Bye. Come back.
Radio Law Talk will continue, including the answer to case or no case after this. Don't go away.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188.
USA News Update. The funeral for Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI will take place Thursday morning in St. Peter's Square. His successor, Pope Francis, will preside over the Mass. Benedict died early this morning at the age of 95. Longtime ABC News journalist and broadcast pioneer Barbara Walters died in New York last night. She started her career at NBC before moving on to ABC, where she became the first woman to anchor a national nightly newscast. She was 93. North Korea is ending the year with more missile tests. South Korea's military says three short-range ballistic missiles were fired from a launch site south of Pyongyang. North Korea test-fired more than 90 missiles during 2022. Liquor stores in the Lone Star State will remain closed this New Year's holiday. They're normally closed on Sundays, but a law backed by the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission will keep them closed on Monday, too. Kenneth Burns, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Hey, I've got an audiobook, Cal.
Well, you got a book. Now, did you read the audiobook on that?
No, apparently when they first did, I have a book called Goose that's out.
Yeah.
And
you don't have a book that's out called Goose. You have a bestseller book.
That's true. My publisher said, I think we had 8 categories, number one bestseller on Amazon, so you can get it on Amazon Goose. But here's the thing. We just put it on audio. Apparently, I'm not throwing the producers under it. Again, they forgot to set it up so you can actually order audio on it. So now you can order audio supposedly on
I'd have done the book for you, Fred. I'd have done them. No, I was too late.
Yeah, that's true. Too late now. But anyway, that's what's going on. Let's go to Case or No Case. So it's about the drug deal gone wrong with Yankees Silver.
Yankee Silver is the undercover name of the cop. He goes to a drug dealer. Drug dealer hands the drugs to an intermediary who hands them to the cop.
Right.
The cop says this package is light, throws it back at the drug dealer.
Then grabs it back.
And then pulls it back from him so he can establish a direct link. I got the drugs from
him. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
the cop loses. So is this a real case?
Well, that's a great question. The first question is it a real case?
Yes.
And the answer is, it is a case.
Yes. At least got a point. There we go.
And the answer is, law enforcement wins.
Really?
Yep, because he said, officer said, you already got intent established. You showed up to sell. I got that.
Right.
And you touched him. I got proof in front of a witness.
So that means I get 2 points and you get 2 points because it's double. There we go. 2 points for you, 2 points for me. Well, that was interesting. I thought for sure that he was doing that to get you. The way he did it was going to be a little bit weird, but, whatever.
And next hour, Fred.
Yeah.
NFT.
Ooh,
non-fungible.
I'm not into
deals. That
stuff.
Nor am I, but some people are, and boy, is it causing problems. That's next on Case or No Case on Radio Law Talk.
Cool, thanks. So there's a lot of interesting things going on. We've got a lot of cases to go over, and we spent so much time on the Smart case, but I want to talk about a couple of just quick ones that are very interesting. The Delta Airlines is settled with a pilot who raised safety concerns. That just occurred this month, but apparently there was a woman who was a pilot that raised some very interesting concerns to Delta. Number one, she raised that the pilots are being forced to fly when they're tired. And there's an issue she was claiming in gaps in Delta pilot training and falsification of training records.
Well, that's not something you want to hear if you're a passenger, is it?
Well, yeah, but all I know is that she raises some allegations. There's about 40 pages of what she raised. But here's what's interesting, that her allegations, again, what the settlement means, when there's a settlement occurs, Delta's not agreeing that this occurred. They're just agreeing, look, we're going to settle this.
Make it go away.
Make it go away. So we're not saying that Delta did this, but I know there was one issue that they did change that the federal safety regulators kind of brought up was, and I didn't realize this, that Delta was not counting time for the pilots spent commuting toward their maximum workday because they can only work so long. And you see that all the time when you get on a Delta, United, or Southwest. You'll see a pilot walk on and sit in the passenger seats just like you do because they're going from Salt Lake City maybe to Sacramento where they're gonna fly out of, right?
They're faring to meet with their next
crew. They're faring.
Right, right, right.
But apparently they're supposed to count that time of them sitting and faring as their, quote, pilot time. And they weren't doing that. And I can see where that's kind of vague. Is that really? But believe me, Cal, you've been on flights and I've been on flights. That's tiring. I don't care what you say.
Flying is tiring.
Yeah, it is just whether you're just sitting in, I don't care if you're first class, or the nosebleed section, it's tiring.
And interestingly enough, I didn't know this, but jet lag is worse as you go east. It's easier on your body to go west than it is to go east. There's been a study on this. Jet lag is worse going east. Yeah, interesting story.
Because I fly east a lot.
Yeah.
East to west, obviously back and forth, but that's an interesting thing. You know what's nice about it, though, when I'm flying from east to west? Is gaining that 3 hours is awesome, right?
You know what else is nice about it?
Well,
you don't have to wait in line like I do.
I have to say I did fly for the first time in a long time on an airline, and quite frankly, I mean, not...
You're spoiled, aren't you, Fred?
Yeah, I am spoiled, and I did fly first class, but it was actually not bad, not bad. So I'm not an airport person, and I enjoy flying with my own pilot.
It's a lot funner.
I get work done, Cal, quite frankly, and I brought this up, and I don't mind bringing it up. I have so much going on with my businesses and my law practices. We have a very large law practice that's doing very well, and I've got Radio Law Talk to get back here. It's worth my time, effort, and the business part aspect of it, and that's what's very important.
You know, I think on the tail, instead of having the name of your law firm, you should put up there, portable office.
Or put Radio Law Talk.
I'm liking that.
Well, let's jump to it. So anyway, they settle up. But here's what's interesting. Once she brought this up, what Delta did is they sent her to a psychiatrist.
Oh, this is alleged whistleblower.
And it's like, okay, thanks for letting us know. We're going to send you to a psychiatrist.
Cool.
Yeah. So, the case settled, undisclosed amount, but I bet it turned out pretty well with her. So there you go. We've got a great woman that was a whistleblower and is looking after our safety. And
wouldn't you hope that the pilots union would have stepped in for her at that juncture? Maybe they did.
I don't
they
know.
They probably did. I'm sure they did, and that was the fight, and they, you know, they wanted, I don't know all the details. We're just getting the general information on it, but at least the case settled, and it has moved on. An interesting one also that I want to talk about, that's very brief, is Mississippi.
Yeah, that one.
The one that you used to always have to spell.
Spelling controversy.
Yes.
Too many S's.
But in Mississippi in 1890, they passed a law, and apparently, and I'm going to give the general overview, I'm not going to get into details about it, but there's a law in 1890, and what a lot of states are, if you're a felon, you cannot vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the there is a group that has come forth and has, it's called the Mississippi Center for Justice, came forth and said that's, we don't want that to happen. We want some felons to basically be able to vote, that it's discriminatory because a lot of the felons, or I'm not going to say most, but there's a lot of the felons are minorities and they're not able to vote. And so the lower court said, too bad, too bad. And then now it's going to the Mississippi State, Mississippi State Supreme Court. To my knowledge, it's the Mississippi State Supreme Court. That's what I thought for sure. It's the Supreme Court of Mississippi. Well, when I read it,
Under the law in Mississippi, once a felon, always a felon.
Oh, is that what they say? Okay.
Whereas in California, under the law, once a felon, always a guy who got a misdemeanor.
Yes. Who knows? But it's interesting. They're going to bring that up. We're going to follow that. And the most interesting part. Here's the most interesting part of the whole thing.
What?
Please, when you guys get a chance, look it up. Not ripping on the guy, but the guy arguing on behalf of the Mississippi Center for Justice. I believe he's their lawyer. He needs to brush his hair. It's just that's he needs to comb his hair. And so,
well, that's part of the look.
I'm sure he's just a phenomenal lawyer and a great person. But he's looking like a. But you know, I'm looking. I'm talking to a bald guy. But you know, your hair's a little disheveled. It's probably he was sitting there waiting for his opening arguments. He's rushing all his head up against the back of the seat, you know, trying to figure out what to say, scratching his head.
Does he have helmet hair? Maybe he rode his bicycle.
I don't know what it is. It does. It looks like he's got helmet hair. There you go. I wish you could see it.
Oh, man.
He just needs to get comb his hair. All right. That's the most important thing you learned today in Case or No Case. I mean, in Radio Law Talk. Now. Another thing I want to bring up, and I've actually had phone calls about this, and we do not do this type of law, but I've had people call about this area of law, and it tells you always be careful what you take. And again, we're not giving legal advice, we're not giving medical advice, we don't give financial advice, but be careful of this kratom. I don't know, it's called K-R-A-T-O-M. Apparently it's a supplement that it's a tropical supplement. Leaves they're extracted from these tropical trees in Southwest Asia that it's supposedly marketed as an aid for pain, anxiety, drug dependence, and it's sold at gas stations, smoke shops, all that type of thing. It's a supplement.
Have you noticed these supplements are never like from the maple trees on Main Street, USA?
Yeah,
they're always some exotic place.
Yeah, and apparently this young boy took it, and there's been a number of deaths from this. And this boy was 25. The parents are now suing. And I have had people call and say, will you bring a lawsuit on our family's behalf for this? And I say, I don't do that area of law. But be very careful. And again, I'm not saying... Because they're claiming it's safe, the Kratom people, whoever they are. But be very careful when you're taking supplements.
In California, you had a legislator's wife who decided to take a supplement to lose weight, and she died.
Yeah.
And the coroner said, poisoning from this stuff. So, be careful. If you don't know what you're taking, maybe you shouldn't take it.
Or talk to your medical doctor.
All right,
we'll be back next. We got a lot more to talk about.
Right, thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. The show will continue in just a little bit right here.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
1627. Boys are weird.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk.
So now I have a joke that will make you groan, Fred.
Uh-oh.
The CEO of IKEA has been appointed the Prime Minister of Sweden. He is presently assembling his cabinet.
Oh,
okay. Okay. It's a bad one, I know, but I just thought I'd...
You know, that one's so good, you probably should repeat it next week.
Yeah, okay. I won't do I won't do that.
All right. Oh, when Cal Hunter and I are by ourselves, it's good, of course. You know what? You know the Constitution, just a step back,
The U.S. Constitution.
The U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
No, actually, the Constitution of Bangladesh.
Well, most countries have one. Yeah,
Bangladesh right now.
Oh.
Yes, the U.S. Constitution, Cal.
Okay.
The reason, you know, how did the founding fathers, you know, come up with this and what happened? Basically, long story short, is a lot of religious persecution back in England and in Great Britain, where a lot of our founding fathers, you know, left, and other countries too, and they wanted their religious freedom, and that's kind of how it started. You had to join the Church of England back in those days, back in the, you know, 1600s, 1700s, et cetera, right?
Sure.
Okay, so they come across one of the most important things is freedom of religion, and that is something that I truly am a believer in. The freedom of religion is one of the most important things. Obviously, freedom of speech, in my opinion, is very important.
Well, if you want to know what the founding fathers held dear, Fred, right, look what they included in the very first things they wrote: speech, assembly, religion, and the press. I mean, that's they put it all right there and said that you have to have these freedoms.
Yeah. Exactly right. And so let's talk about religion. In fact, I do believe I have traveled with a university, a national university, to Cambodia and to Vietnam for religious freedom. And actually, I didn't realize this, but in Vietnam, most of the laws are done and filled out and made by professors at the major university there in Vietnam. There's a Vietnam university that's like the premier university. And I had the pleasure of going to communist Vietnam probably, it was about 8 years ago, and talk about religious freedoms with them and the Constitution, and it was a wonderful event. And it was very interesting how scary yet friendly it was, because we were there at the university and the government's request. We were treated like gold. I'm telling you, Cal, they treated us with the utmost respect, and where we went, they were there with us. It was interesting to see all the guards looking at you. Different feeling, but they treated us well, and
I mean, they kept an eye on you the whole time, but they treated you with courtesy.
They did, yeah. And then they had their own people take us around and tell us about the history, et cetera, et cetera. And actually, I got to go to Angkor Wat, which was beautiful.
That is the coolest
thing to be there. I know people, you can see it in videos, but to be there and touch it, and they're not as strict. You can kind of touch it where Angkor Wat is, and that's the. But it's all about religious freedom and not discriminating against religion. Now, you've got Billy Graham. And let's face it, Billy Graham is one of the more well-known religious icons of the United States.
And is this junior or senior we're talking about?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm saying the company.
The Billy Graham Ministries.
Ministries, okay. So apparently, the spring of 2020, they were going to have a big rally, and it was Franklin Graham. And it was at the United Kingdom, and it was in Scotland at it was the Billy Graham Evangelic Association, and they paid $6,000 deposit for people to show up to this huge event where they were going to talk religion, and obviously, and talk about, issues and apparently, I'm not a scholar on what's in England, but they do have a 2010 Equity Act that is kind of like a Freedom of Religion Act.
Takes away the freedom of speech in some cases.
Yeah, but it does say that you know it's under the act is you can't discriminate, right? And so what happened was, they canceled out of the blue. They canceled this event, and why did they cancel it? Well, they didn't really say much, but they just canceled it. And so Billy Graham sued, and they, after doing some discovery and finding things out, guess what? Apparently, and again, I'm not – the LGBTQ community was upset about it. And let me tell you, there's many of them that probably weren't that, you know, believed in the freedom, but there's always a few, right, that brought out a – basically saying that they're going to bring hateful speech to our community and they don't want it.
So they were afraid of what he might say.
Not what he said, but what he might say. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so, and obviously Billy Graham's like, no, we welcome that community. Even come and listen and enjoy that. But here's the interesting thing. So The city council then says, oh, no, we cancel this because it's the city that owns this event center. And we cancel it because of fear of safety. Well,
oh,
guess
what?
They found out that there was never any discussion of safety or issues, but the concerns were after they got the minutes, they found the minutes, and the truth is that they were worried about the message that may be preached and the scale of the message which may be preached and worried that it's they're not going to basically do the right thing, right? And they actually said, you know, within this stuff, yeah, we might be contractually be in breach, but we just don't want this coming and any issues coming before us.
So Christianity canceled in Scotland by the cancel culture, in effect.
Well,
in effect.
And yeah. Not of what they said or what they might say. Yeah,
right,
what they said, but what they might say.
Wow.
And they're worried about the anti-Christian mob coming. And the funniest thing about that's their overriding concern, yet they never went to the police. They never brought it up to anyone else about a safety issue. So this went to court, and I'm going to say the good guys win, and they held that they were discriminated against, the Billy Graham company, and they were given their money back, and the contract was broken, quite frankly, only because of Billy Graham Franklin's religious views. That was why it was broken.
I mean, anytime somebody takes a stand for religious freedom, whether you are a supporter of their views or not, and they prevail, the good guys win.
Right. And the court held they found no evidence of any discrimination or homophobic discrimination by Graham, or that it was going to be disseminated by Graham. They also found that the requesting event that be canceled, any letters or cancellations mention no security concerns, the court held. So, therefore, Billy Graham's company says, the good guys win, and religious discrimination in Europe, in England, has been not thwarted. And
that's a good lawyer.
Discrimination against them has been thwarted. And that's, you know, Cal, that's something we have to. And what's interesting about this is there are some exceptions. But what we have to be careful of, and you understand this and probably agree with me on this, is what is religion? That's the problem. Is, you know, there's fringe religions out there that are kind of on the edge, and can they get away and do stuff that, like, I'm going to call a normal religion can do, that they're a fringe religion? But then I look back at our founding fathers and all of those religious activities they were doing were definitely fringe religions at the time.
Right, at the time. But I think the key now, the modern definition should be that you can worship anything or nothing according to the dictates of your own conscience,
right,
where you want, when you want, how you want. That's called religious freedom.
Yeah.
And many court cases have upheld some weird stuff like Wiccan in the prisons and stuff
right.
like that. So, I mean, religious expression is not limited by the Constitution that I know of.
Right. But I'm just saying, you know, sacrifices and where does that, you know, well, you have to be careful of, you know, there's a balancing act to that. And that's what I always, you and I talk about that. Rather err on the side of the religion than not. And no matter what you believe or you disagree with the religion, it's very important that we all have that right.
Good
for England for upholding Billy Graham's rights. We'll be back after this talking about Harvey Weinstein, hour number 3.
Wow, can you believe 2 hours of Zoom by Fred? And they have. We have one more hour coming up at 6 minutes after right here, wherever you're listening. If your radio station decides not to carry hour number 3, flip over to RadioLawTalk.com, and you can listen to us live. And if it's outside of hours, you can listen to the podcast. That's RadioLawTalk.com. And we'll be back at 6 after.
Been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.